Spring is in the air, and for us here at Norm Nathan's Fault of Silliness, with yours truly, Tony Nesbitt, that means peepers. Now let me tell you a little story that I'll file under Signs of Norm. When I choose these tapes and archive them digitally, I set a timer, start the process, and walk away. When it's time to take the copious notes and write my open and close, I'm hearing it for the first time. The chances of choosing an episode from April that would have Norm playing the peepers, that's kind of high. The chances of that episode being exactly 30 years to the day, April 2nd, 1995, that I went on my quest to record peepers for 2025, with a car passing by as well, methinks rather slim. And that's what happened this week as I was out recording on April 2nd, 2025. Thanks for stopping by again for a visit, Uncle Norm. And now, ladies and gents, I present to you Peepers 2025. Now back to our regularly scheduled program, already in progress. Today we feature a dumb birthday game from the aforementioned April 2nd of 1995, the title of which shall be Movie Moment Memories. The players: Barbara from Quebec City, Herb in Woburn, Sandy from Wareham, Juanita in Birmingham, Michigan, Keith Shields producing and playing in studio, and the exciting Ken Newman in traffic. The birthdays: Buddy Ebsen, Sir Alec Guinness, Ron Palillo, Linda Hunt, Don Sutton. Then we jump to April 3rd for Eddie Murphy, Doris Day, and Marlon Brando. Oh, and some dead birthdays: Jack Webb and Walter Chrysler. Episode 229, Movie Moment Memories, projects its way to your ears now.
The day just so darn wonderful.
Thank you.
Let me introduce you to some of the people who are not some of the people, but all of those who be playing this swell game. One is Barbara, who's in Quebec City.
Hi, Norm.
Hello, Barbara. It's
How
nice,
are you?
Nice to hear from you from all the way up there.
Oh, it's certainly nice to hear you, too.
Oh, my goodness. That's really... Anyway, the idea is, of course, I tell you who was born on this day, but you know all the rules anyway, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, I'm glad. We have Herb in Woburn, who's playing the game with us also. Nice to have you back. Herb, I haven't talked to you for about 20 minutes.
Thank you, Norm. I think that was Al Viola.
The guitar player with the Page Cavanaugh group?
Right. I think he was originally from Boston.
Yeah, that's funny. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah,
Al Viola.
Well, they're back together anyway, but moving right along.
Okay. We have Sandy in Wareham. Hello, Sandy.
Good morning, Norm. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. What are you doing up at this time of the day?
Talking to you, Norm. Trying to get one of those peeper keychains.
Oh, that's right, too. The winner will also get, in addition to other stuff which is not particularly valuable, will be one of the peeper's keychains. I meant to bring that in.
Now, this is neat. These are neat prizes, I understand. Of course, I've never won, but, I hear the people that call you and thank you very much. Ever so grateful for the things that they do get done.
I know, because I keep saying they're worthless and tacky and useless and all of that.
Nah.
The idea is so you don't build your hopes up too high. But actually, some of the things we give away are not bad.
No, they're not.
But then some of them are kind of junky.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, but from here on, one of the things will be the peeper's keychain. Remember what the peepers sound like. I don't have the keychain with me to show you how...
Excuse me.
That's
God bless you.
Oh, that's, easy. But this is these are real peepers that were recorded the other day. So this is what peepers sound like. And on the keychain, there's a little picture of a peeper, and you press it down, and it sort of sounds like that. You don't hear the cars going by like there. Sounds like a plane landing on my lawn. But those are the peepers. Anyway, we'll throw in one of those. We also have Juanita with us from Michigan. Where in Michigan are you, Juanita?
Birmingham,
Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought of you this week. I was at the Ann Arbor Flower Show, and they had peepers.
They do import the peepers just for the flower show?
That's what I thought. No, it was a recording, but they were doing water gardens was the big thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I thought of you.
Did the peepers sound like this?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
I heard that lady from Dayton say she'd never heard them. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people...
Because I was raised near there, and we heard them.
Yeah, but maybe some people just are not... They don't notice things quite so much, you know? They're not tuned in quite as much.
Oh, I hope I can win a keychain. a keychain.
Okay, we had another way you could win a keychain. One was this. What you could do... Yeah, send me some ideas on how we can, some contest ideas on how we can give away the keychains.
Oh. Okay.
And if the contest sounds fairly reasonable, I'll send you a keychain, and then we'll run the contest, the best contest idea that's submitted, and then the people who win that contest will win keychains.
Oh,
this whole circle.
Whole mess of them.
Oh, this is a whole kind of crazy thing, yeah. But anybody has an idea of how we can. What kind of contest we can have to give away the keychains, just write to me, Norm Nathan, WBZ.
Okay.
Bought a radio, Boston 02134.
Okay.
Okay, we also have Keith Shields is with us, our producer, who'll be playing this swell game with us.
Happy Eastern Advance Time to you.
I beg your pardon.
Happy Easter. Can you wish somebody a happy Eastern...
Of moving the clock ahead time, yes, and to happy daylight time.
Yeah, very good. I'm glad I was the first to wish you it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Okay, all the clocks are in tune now, too.
Oops. Sort of,
yeah. But fortunately, we have 750 clocks in here, so if only a handful of them give the correct time, that's okay. We also have with us, of course, who will be playing the game, is the very exciting Ken Newman.
Yeah. Thank you, Norm, for that lovely introduction.
That wasn't a lovely intro. That wasn't any kind of a thing at all.
Well, you called me exciting, and I appreciate it.
Oh, exciting. I did say that, didn't I? I must have been crazed with drink at the moment. I don't know why I said that. Okay. We have some birthdays of people who were born on April 2nd, which, of course, is today. And we'll fill it out with people born on Monday, April 3rd, because there aren't that many really tremendously well-known people. It's kind of scary, though, looking at this list, because they also have the names of people who you think are still alive and are not. Like Jack Webb from Dragnet?
Dragnet.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. He died about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I must have missed it. I must have not got the paper that day. I don't mean to laugh at somebody's death. It's just that I thought he was still around. So that's the scary kind of stuff. I knew Walter Chrysler, the automaker, had died, so that didn't come as a great shock. But they were both born on April 2nd. Also, Buddy Ebsen, who is very much alive, he was born Christian Rudolph Ebsen Jr. in Belleville, Illinois. He was on the TV series, of course, Beverly Hillbillies, as Jed Clampett. He was the old guy, the father.
And he's still alive?
Yes, he is still alive. He was he was on Barnaby Jones, where he suddenly becomes very serious, so different a role than the Jed Clampett, and also Matt Houston. He was originally cast in The Wizard of Oz as the Tin Man, but he was allergic to the makeup, and so he couldn't be in the movie. He wrote The Other Side of Oz, which tells that story of how he had a drop out of the role. That was a role played by, who's the Tin Man? You know, the fine dancer, Ray Bolger.
Yeah.
You can see Buddy Ebsen doing that. He was in a number of Shirley Temple movies also as a dancer. Do you ever see them on television? It's kind of fun to see Jed Clampett when he was a young guy and very agile, long legs, very much like Ray Bolger, dancing, and he danced beautifully.
You know, I saw one that he stuck out, and that was Captain January. I mean, in case you were...
Yes, that's right.
He was good.
Yes, he was. He was.
Yeah.
And his career has been long, hasn't it? Because he's been in the movies and in the entertainment business since the 30s. So his career spans a lot of years. Anyway, how old do you think he is, Barbara?
Oh, 85.
85, okay. And Herb, what do you think?
78.
And Sandy?
Oh, I hate this.
You made, wait, what, guessing?
I hate guessing before Ken or Jack Hart, or especially Tony. I mean, they're all great, great players.
But they didn't win yesterday. Somebody else won.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, so they don't
but
always
such
win.
Such great players. I mean, you know, I'll say 80.
80 even.
Yes, yeah, so okay.
An even 80.
An even 80.
Okay, and Juanita?
87,
says Juanita. And you said that without hesitation.
Well, I don't know. I know he's old.
Okay, Keith, what do you think?
87.
87, you're going to say. And Ken?
I'm going to go with 86.
86. Okay, actually, 87 is correct.
Hey.
Ooh, hey.
Peepers.
That means Juanita and Keith.
Peepers, peepers.
Yeah. How about Alec Guinness, or as we call him, Sir Alec Guinness?
Yeah.
It's the beer guy.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, yes.
He played the driven British colonel in 1957. Remember these years that I'm giving you, because then that will help you figure out ages. Yeah, that was in 1957, was The Bridge on the River Kwai. He won an Oscar for that. He also appeared in Star Wars as the person you mentioned, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Who's that? Who's Obi?
He was Obi, that's right, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Who is Obi? Which one in Star Wars was Obi?
He was the, the great Jedi master.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
With the brown robe, and he died in the first one in Star Wars.
Okay, gotcha.
And he was also in Passage to India, a movie that received 11 Oscar nominations. And I became an Alec Guinness fan.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the...
Lavender Hill
Mob, yeah. That's right.
Man in the White Suit.
Man in the White Suit, that's correct. What year, when was that, 30s, 40s, I guess?
Those were in the 40s.
And
late 40s, I think, and early 50s.
Captain's Paradise, you remember that one?
That was great, yeah.
Captain's Paradise was an interesting plot. He had a wife who was kind of a wild woman. That was Yvonne DiCarlo, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, she lived in Morocco.
Oh, she was a dancer, and that was... That showed his wild side, and then he had another wife who
Gibraltar.
Was... Gibraltar. No,
the Rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah, and she was a staid British lady who loved cooking and all that kind of stuff. And he ran a ferry boat between England and Gibraltar?
Uh-huh. Gibraltar and Algiers.
Okay, and what? And so he had... These two never met each other. They didn't realize he was married to another woman at the same time. And so he had this wild, crazy woman, loved to dance and all, and very beautiful and sexy lady. And then he had this staid English lady who did cooking and cleaning. So both sides of his personality came out and he were satisfied as a result of these two different kind of women. Unfortunately, however, at one point... You remember the outcome of that? The British woman decided she'd like to do crazy stuff.
Yeah, I think.
And the wild woman wanted to become more domesticated and settle down. And somewhere along the line, I forgot how it finished, but I guess they...
I forgot and finished, too.
Yeah, they met each other or something.
Yeah.
But the plot lines of Alec Guinness's movies from that period were interesting. I won't tell you the whole thing, but the man in the white suit had to do... with a company that invented a cloth that you make suits out of that would last forever.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, it was just what the suits were all white, as I recall.
Integrated.
Yeah.
And they all fell apart.
Yeah.
Well, eventually they did, which was a good thing, because when they didn't, everybody was against him. He thought, what a hero he'd be. Here's a, you only had to buy one suit.
He put a lot of people out of work.
That's right. The companies didn't like it because they weren't selling any suits. The unions didn't like it because their workers were out of jobs.
Dry cleaners hated them.
That's right, but eventually... Eventually, the suit fell apart, and everybody was happy again.
That's good.
But he had some great stuff.
What was the Kind Hearts and Cornets?
Kind Hearts and Cornets, he played 8 or 9 roles on that.
Yeah, that was great.
Are
we boring these people?
I hope so.
there's a generation gap here.
biography, and it was so dull. His autobiography.
I suspect this an individual. I thought he probably was dull. He made some great movies, but I think Peter Sellers probably would have been dull also. These people sort of become alive when they're reading other people's lines in the movies, but you wonder...
Sellers, I don't think Sellers was. He was a nut, too. Oh.
He was kind of strange.
I just saw his biography the other night.
Yeah, but Kind Hearts and Coronets was the story of a guy who wanted to get a fortune, and there were a lot of people in his family ahead of him, and he tried to knock each one off. In fact, he did, so he could be in the next
nice
to the line of heirs. But he played all the parts of all these people. He killed them in very weird ways. Anyway, that's Alec Guinness. Let's start with you, Ken. What do you think?
Let's see.
I'm sorry. We went out to lunch while we were going through all the reviews. But if you ever can read any of those early Alec Guinness from that era, you would still like them. They hold up beautifully. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, how old?
Well, let me think here. Give me a moment.
I thought we were getting a lot of moments.
80. Well, I had to run out to the store, and I just got back.
I know that traffic lights were against you. You went to a movie, had lunch, caught the last set at the jazz club.
I say he's 80.
I say he's 80. Okay, and Keith, what do you say?
Oh, I say 81.
Okay, and Juanita?
What did Keith say?
Keith said 81.
I'll say 80.
You'll say 80. I see. Is that
with Keith, though?
Are you defying Keith, or are you going along with Ken? Because Ken said 80 also.
I thought that was a compliment for
Sandy. Yeah, I read the book, and I can't remember.
Sandy, what do you think?
I'll go 83. I'm one of people's 83.
83, okay. Herb, what do you think?
85,
says Herb. And Barbara?
Well, I'll say 79.
79. Actually, 81 is correct. Yeah. And that's what Keith said.
Keith,
he's got...
I don't even know who these people are. That's
he's got two in a row. But you've got two in a row right on the button. You guess their ages exactly. Well, do you think he's cheating? I don't know. Maybe he is. But Juanita came close. She said she was only
I
1 year old.
I read the book a long time ago, and I couldn't remember.
Well, it's hard by 1 year.
I saw Star Wars, and
isn't
I didn't
Juanita
know.
Juanita a nice name?
He was in
a very nice name.
Thank you. He was in a recent film about Normandy with the man that plays Rumpel of the Bailey, Leo Kern.
Oh, yeah?
Lauren Bacall and... I can't remember. They were returning to Normandy.
I think it's best if we don't do any more movie reviews. Yeah, we seem to have lost everybody the last time around with this. Do you know the name Ron Palillo? You know who he was. Ron Palillo is an actor who played the Sweat Hog, Arnold Horshack on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah,
he was the one with the funny little voice.
He used to go, ooh, 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 ooh.
That's right. That's the guy. And he's been on a lot of TV shows since in which he says he really didn't like that role. He didn't like playing it. He didn't like people recognizing him. Because I thought it was a funny part. Today is his birthday. He was born April 2nd. And Sandy, what do you think? How old is Arnold Horshack? Or Ron Palillo.
Oh, woe is me. Whoa. I could see my keychain floating along.
Send me a contest idea, and you'll win a... Could very well win a keychain.
I have one right now at this very moment. Would you like to hear it?
No, send it in.
Do not win, get a Peeper's keychain.
Oh, you have a Peeper's keychain?
The one that does not win. You know, the person on the low bottom that didn't even... have one
consolation prize.
Booby
prize.
I'll say 47.
I forget who I'm talking to. It's Sandy.
Well, I can just
Andy, okay, 47 for a
you know, the girl that's not going to win the cage.
Oh, I see. Okay. Barbara, what do you think? You get to see Welcome Back, Connor up in Canada?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know if it's still on now, I remember seeing it years ago.
I don't think it's on reruns even here. Yeah. I haven't seen it lately.
It's too bad.
Yeah, because I thought it was a funny show. That was John Travolta's introduction to TV.
Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah. I'll say 43.
Okay. And Keith?
Well, I know who he is, so I'll probably get this one wrong. 42.
42. Okay. And Herb?
41.
Herb says 41. And Juanita?
42.
42. And Ken?
45.
Okay. Juanita was the theme song of an old soap opera. Juanita. Was it just plain Bill?
I don't know. I couldn't stand him.
I think it was just plain Bill. Yeah. Juanita was the theme. And nobody could stand him either. He was
a barber. Nosy.
He was a barber in Hartville. They always pick names like that for these towns. And apparently all he did was, he never cut any hair or anything. He just stood looking out the window, prying into everybody else's business to snoop. Okay, Ron Polillo is 41, which is what Herb said. So we have Keith still in the lead with two, and Juanita and Herb with one apiece. How about Linda Hunt? Linda Hunt played a man.
The little short gal.
Yeah, she was in The Year of Living Dangerously.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, with Mel Gibson was in that too, was he not?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And also she was...
Sigourney Weaver.
Yes, Sigourney Weaver was in that. And Linda Hunt also was in the film Kindergarten Cop.
Oh.
What is that? That was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's Arnold. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's not a tumor.
She won an Oscar in 1983 for that Year of Living Dangerously when she played the man.
She played an Oriental man.
Well, I don't know. Was that it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. How about you, Herb? What do you think? How old is Linda Hunt?
I'd say 36.
36. Okay. And Juanita?
I'll say 52.
Okay, and Ken?
I'll go right in the middle somewhere. That's kind of a big spread. How about 41?
All right, Sandy?
47.
Sandy says 47. What do you say, Keith?
37.
37. And Barbara?
45.
Okay. Linda Hunt is 50.
Who?
50, so I believe Juanita...
I said 52.
The closest at 52. Yes, that's right. You did, and you are the closest.
Thank you.
You little devil. Sandy said 47, so she was not that far off either. Mm. Okay, how about, here's a little tougher one. Don Sutton, a baseball pitcher, played most of his career pitching for the Oakland A's. He's now a baseball announcer for the Atlanta Braves. I really can't tell you years about him. Seemed like he just quit baseball about 3 minutes ago, but I know it's been longer than that. Don Sutton, one of the fine baseball players. That's the way to describe it, one of the fine baseball players. Anyway, let's start. Barbara, what do you think? You know that name, Don Sutton?
No, I don't. 49.
Okay. Herb?
52.
52, says Herb. And Sandy?
55.
Juanita?
56.
I detect a lack of enthusiasm. This whole thing in here. Probably my imagination.
I've never seen him in a movie.
Yeah, I know. Nobody really cares. Keith?
54.
Yeah. Okay, Ken, what do you say? Jeez, all right. What do you say? He just went out to the bathroom. He cares less than anybody.
Back to the store again.
But I actually had to just run and do another traffic report.
Oh, that's right, because you feed other stations. Other stations have a traffic report.
Believe it or not.
I thought we were the only nutcakes that did this.
Believe it or not, there is one other station.
Is it in Boston?
Get to report every half hour, yeah.
Is he here in Boston?
In Boston.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise they probably wouldn't be that interested in the traffic in Boston, I wouldn't think.
Is it the I never the thought business of that. One?
That was a stupid question. But you handle it nicely by making me look really stupid is by the, your answer.
Is it the automated one, Ken?
It is the automated one.
Mm-hmm. It's inside talk.
It's just such a wonderful, wonderful feeling to work with the automated station. The people over there are just wonderful.
The robot, was it a robot interview? It interviews you in a kind of a robotic way. Anyway, how old is Don Sutton? You won't get the robot to ask you questions like that.
Did anybody else guess already?
Everybody did. You're the last one to guess.
Can I have a sampling of some of the earlier guesses?
Okay, 49, 52, 55, 56, and 54.
Okay, 49.
49. Okay, that was a good guess because he's 50.
Oh.
That means Barbara up there in Canada,
great.
Quebec City,
good.
And Ken both won that round.
Right, put me on the board.
You're on the board, that's right, and so is Barbara.
Yeah, I'm glad, too.
Okay, now we'll go to April 3rd, which is Monday, namely because the other people are lesser known and more boring than the last one that we had. But and on April 3rd, a lot of interesting people were born, like Eddie Murphy, the actor and the comedian.
Oh.
He first became a star in Saturday Night Live. His films include Beverly Hills Cop, Boomerang, 48 Hours, and The Distinguished Gentleman. I don't remember that. Do you remember that one, The Distinguished
Gentleman? Yeah, he was a lawyer. He kind of, it's one of those rich to poor things, or poor to rich things, and he, I think, faked being a lawyer.
Yeah, like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington type of a plot. Wasn't that his comeback, like his supposed comeback movie?
It's like Smokey Robinson.
If you call it that.
I mean, it didn't really work out, but that was what it was billed as. I think that's what it was.
What was the movie with Ralph Bellamy and this big business thing where they made him a business?
Don Ameche.
What was that?
Don Ameche and Ralph Bellamy.
Yes, that's
with
right.
Dan Aykroyd in it?
Trading Places? Is that?
Trading Places.
Trading
that's
Places.
Right. Yeah, this doesn't have that listed.
Was,
but that,
was he in that?
That was a big movie.
That was one of his better movies, too.
Yes, it was. It was. Yeah. It was a good movie. His biggest hit.
Beverly Hills Cop, probably.
Party All the Time.
That was a song, yeah.
Yeah, a song. He recorded that?
Yeah.
1985 was that,
uh-huh.
10 years ago. Married Nicole Mitchell, March 18th, 1993, at the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan. They have a young son and a daughter.
He lives in New Jersey now.
Oh, because he's from Brooklyn, New York. So
he lives in New Jersey. He has a house in New Jersey.
And where in New Jersey?
I forgot.
Englewood, probably, where John Travolta comes from.
Well, why would he want to live in a place where John Travolta came from? Is that a whole big deal by itself?
Because they're buddies.
Are they buddies?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's them and...
Arsenio Hall, he's good buddies with Arsenio Hall.
No, yeah. Arsenio makes that well known.
I used to when people paid attention to him, yeah. Anyway, Eddie Murphy has a brother, you know, Charlie Murphy, who is on CB4. TV show CB4. That's his brother, Charlie and Eddie Murphy. Anyway, let's see. We'll start with Ken this time. Eddie Murphy, how old would he be on Monday?
Okay. Let me, let's see here. I'd say 38.
38. Okay. Keith?
35.
And Juanita?
At 34.
34. Okay, and Sandy?
40.
40. Herb?
I'll go with 38.
38. And Barbara?
39.
You did say 39.
Well.
All right, you know, 39. Actually, he's 34, which is what Juanita said.
Oh, I thought he was so young when he was on Saturday Night Live.
Jeez, that was a long time ago. That was like 1980. I think he was pretty young, though.
He was only about 20 when he went on that show.
Oh. Yeah, even that hit record was 10 years ago. He was only 24 then.
And he had been off Saturday Night Live for a while after that, you know.
Yeah.
Who does anybody know who did that song with him? Someone else was in that. Some other famous, like Stevie Wonder or somebody.
That was
I forgot.
Party all the time, yeah.
Party all the time, party all the time, party.
Those were the highlights?
The lyrics are really, really deep.
Glad I missed that one.
Okay, so we have Juanita, who's got three correct answers. Keith has two, and a lot of you, the rest of you, except for Sandy.
I have
one at one each.
Nothing.
Okay. Doris Day also was born April 3rd. Born Doris von Kappelhoff, you knew that, in Cincinnati. She changed her name when a nightclub owner heard her singing Day by Day. That's how she got the name. I didn't know that. She received an Oscar nomination for Best Actress in 1959 for Pillow Talk, co-starring Rock Hudson. Her biggest hit was Oscar-winning Que Sera Sera in 1956. And she sang in an Alfred Hitchcock remake of The Man Who Knew Too Much. This says everything about her, but doesn't mention the fact she sang with Les Brown.
Yeah.
She was a band singer at first, and she sang Gonna Take a Sentimental Journey, a whole bunch of really good stuff. She was a good band singer, and then went into the movies. Shame on this book. Shame on this book for not mentioning that. Like
throw it out and get another one.
Yeah, you should write your own book, Norm.
I think I will.
That's a good idea.
I think so. Okay, Doris Day on Monday will be how old? Juanita.
73.
Okay. She's very much involved in animal rights kinds of things, too,
yeah.
Isn't she? Barbara, what do you say?
76.
Okay, she was a very good vocalist, by the way. I just thought I'd like to throw that in as... I don't know. I forget now why I wanted to throw that in, but I'm glad I did. Sandy, what do you say?
I say 76 also.
76 also. Okay. And Keith?
Doris Daylight Savings Time is 69.
Did you get that, Doris? Yeah. Daylight Savings Time? Did you get the wit, the sharpness of the wit? Yeah, you don't get hired around WBZ unless you've got a sharp wit. That's it.
Send up a hot air balloon.
Herb, what do you think? I know what you think, but I mean...
I think I would think 81, but, you know, she had such a... Her personal life was horrible. She had so many problems.
Yet, you know what Oscar Wilde once said about her? Because she was also playing... She was also kind of a pure person.
Yeah.
You know, she was kind of a...
No, but that was a problem.
A virgin kind of character. She always, you know... You can't take me to bed because I'm a wonderful girl. You know, remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Oscar Wilde said, I knew her before she was a virgin. Which I thought was a very line. But she certainly was far from the roles that she played. You're right there. She did lead kind of a wild life. I remember at a fraternity party I attended at MIT many years ago. I'm making that up. You're supposed to be laughing, but you're not.
I just wanted to see where you were going to go.
I know.
We thought you were going to continue.
Yeah,
we were interested.
Waiting for the punchline.
I know. And
even if it wasn't true, it might have been a good story.
I know, and I should have made up something and just stuck with it. And I said to her, Miss von Kappelhoff. Anyway, Herb, how old do you think Doris Day is?
I'd say 81.
81, okay. And Ken, what do you think?
Well, I think a lot of things that I can't say on the air.
Oh, you can say it on this program.
But
the management doesn't listen to us at all, so you've got a clear feel.
They tape it for tomorrow morning.
No, they don't even know I'm on the air.
They're like, oh, I thought we shut the station down after midnight. No?
Yeah, what is this? I'm getting reports that there's something going on there. So something's kind of weird.
Anyway, I guess I'll go low, just in case, 75.
75. Okay, Doris Day on Monday will be 71.
That means I take it, I think.
No, you don't. No, Juanita. Juanita said 73. I believe Juanita is going to be the recipient of a Peeper's Key Ring.
She's on a roll.
Yeah, she's already... We only have actually one more name to guess. Because we do about eight, and this is the eighth one. This is Marlon Brando. He was born April 3rd also. Let me tell you about Marlon Brando, as though you don't know a whole bunch about him anyway. Born in Omaha, Nebraska. If you want to watch the screen, we're showing slides. It's light while I'm doing this.
Focus it a little bit.
Yeah, okay, it's a little out of focus.
But they're not in color.
No, they're not, no.
Oh. It's that artsy feel.
Yeah. He won an Oscar for Best Actor in 1954. Remember these years now? Because we're talking 54, which is, what, 41 years ago.
I don't hear the clicker.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. He won an Oscar for Best Act 1954 for On the Waterfront. And in 1972 for The Godfather. Now we're going back a little bit. He was expelled from the military academy. Later, he was...
I can't see. Someone's had it in my way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll take it. Where do I take off my hat?
Actually, it's on tape, and it has one of those little...
Yeah.
When you're supposed to...
Later, he was voted Broadway's most promising actor. Here he is. See that in that?
Made a lot of promises.
No, I like that.
The lower right-hand corner. Right?
The right-hand corner. There's the guy giving him the most promising actor award.
It is.
And the guy giving him... The guy giving the award is only 3'6". However, because of the angle of that they took the picture, he looks taller than that, like about 4'1".
He's not playing the harmonica at that point, though, is he?
I think so. We should have some dramatic music in the background.
Yeah.
He made his film debut.
Who put that slide in? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How vile.
Whose kid is that?
He made his film debut in 1950 in... The Men. He was paid $5 million. Oh, jeez.
For his film debut?
He wasn't paid $5 million for that. He was paid $5 million for his part in the 1992 film, Christopher Columbus: The Discovery, which had to be, from what I gather, one of the worst movies ever made. And he got $5 million for that.
Okay. Oof. A cameo too, I think.
And he's
I didn't see the slide for that one.
Sorry. Well, hold on a minute while I back up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, we're changing the tray. Okay, there it is.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Christopher Columbus, The Discovery.
Now, do you have a slide of that thing with his son and the whole...
and that whole terrible scene. Here's a picture of him crying right after that as he's recounting that.
That's with a $5 million.
He had the one of him kissing Larry King.
Yeah. Here he is taking the $5 million and turning it into pennies and running his feet through it. This is a very rare kind of thing.
Is he the contender guy? It could have been a contender.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
that was on the
waterfront.
On the waterfront, yeah.
Great. Zelda.
The one of him kissing Larry King.
I got that slide there too.
Oh, that's
there.
Good. That's
yeah,
good.
That's
yeah.
in color, isn't it?
Oh, there. Yeah, that's right. The later ones are in color. He also wrote an autobiography called
I got $5 million.
Yeah, for called Brando.
Those suckers gave me $5 million.
Yeah, that called strangely enough just Brando, which is kind of nice because he's always underplayed things in his life. I made that up too.
Another one name person.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to see his early films when he was kind of a good looking young guy.
Yeah.
Very dynamic. And now he's this really ugly looking fat guy who cries a lot. You never would have thought Brenda would eventually end up the way he did. Or maybe it did. I don't know.
Remember, he didn't pick his Oscar up.
He had the Indian woman.
And she wasn't an Indian.
Oh, she was not.
No.
What was the reason he didn't show up? What was her speech? What was she was touting some cause.
Indian rights. You know?
Oh, it was an Indian, American Indian rights.
But
she wasn't an Indian?
She was a young actress.
Yeah. She just played one on TV.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
I'm not really a doctor.
And, I thought we hadn't said anything about The Godfather, but we did. 1972 was The Godfather Award.
Yeah,
and On the Waterfront was 1954. That was, could have been a contender. The speech was in that. Okay, we'll start with you, Barbara. How old do you think Marlon Brando will be on Monday?
Oh, probably 66.
Probably 66. If not, what the heck?
Who cares? Okay.
And Herb, what do you think?
No, to go for 68.
68. Okay, and Sandy?
Oh, me?
Another hold, 10 hold, other Sandys.
Yeah, hold on a minute. I told you guys, you Sandys, not to raise your hand. I want the Sandy from Wareham.
Sandy wants the boo-boo prize.
Yeah, Sandy, this is your chance at least to get one correct answer. Right. You're the only scoreless person.
I can't stand the pressure, guys.
We're going to notify your Wareham newspaper that you're on this game and didn't score a single point. And won't the folks there look at you and laugh?
Labeled as an outcast.
Everybody's going to.
On the local access channel.
That's right.
It's all up to me, huh, guys?
No,
it's a big chance.
Yeah.
Turn the projector off, Norm.
My big chance is going to go for a... Oh, God.
Are you all right, man?
The sweat's coming down.
Get the smelling salts.
Let me see.
This is a dramatic moment, isn't it?
I'm about to faint.
Oh, Sandy, you're a loser anyway.
Let's try... Was that Juanita?
No, it was Barbara. I'm a loser, too.
Oh, gosh. You mean I'm not alone?
No.
No, Barbara's not alone. You got a correct one.
You only have one.
See, I don't have
Sandy,
any.
Sandy doesn't have any.
And,
but could you, any time between now and, say, Monday
69.
When the... How much? 69? Okay. And Juanita?
71.
And Keith?
70.
He says 70, and Ken?
I'm guessing he's younger than he looks. It's got to be.
We all.
He doesn't look too good. I'd say 67.
67. Okay, actually, he's 71.
Really?
I think Juanita, did you do some homework?
I am not. I have even lost my world almanac, so I can't even get my crossword games.
Because you got five correct answers.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, you did fine. I mean, you just walked away with this thing.
Bag drug.
My birthday's this week.
Don't
too,
you hate
no
don't you hate sore losers?
I didn't want to win anyway.
That's right. Who cares to win? You get junky stuff. I didn't care to win. Oh yeah. Oh sure.
He came for the slideshow.
I wanted to see the movie.
That's right.
I think Juanita's really just a professional dumb birthday game player.
She's probably on that automated station too in the next half hour, winning prizes to there too.
Two, three feeds going at once.
Yeah, that's probably right. Okay, Juanita, when was your birthday?
It's April the 8th.
Oh, it's coming up April the 8th.
Well, happy birthday, Juanita. Yeah.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You very much.
Do we get to guess her age?
No way. Oh.
What day does that come on? What day is April?
Saturday, next Saturday.
Oh, see, we can't. I was going to tell you.
David Letterman's the day before.
Let's see, David Letterman, April 7th.
Yeah.
I don't see that on here.
Huh. Maybe it's the 6th.
Maybe it's, I'll look at the 6th. I don't see that on here. No. Maybe when they printed this book, he wasn't important enough to mention, which doesn't seem possible. Hold on a minute while I look that up. We're bringing everything to a screeching halt while I look up a fact that nobody really even cares about.
Put some of those slides back on while we're waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run those through again. Those are very good.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. Ooh. I'm sorry. That's my Aunt Jenny. Yeah, she was a letterman, though. He was born April 12th.
Oh.
Yeah, April 12th.
He just said that to impress you.
Yeah.
No.
Who cares?
No, David Letterman,
I like David Letterman.
He will be 48 on April 12th. Your birthday was when?
8th.
April 8th, okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you win, Juanita, anyhow.
I can't believe it.
You win a whole bunch of really junk stuff,
oh,
except
God.
For the...
Oh, my dog loves your present.
Congratulations.
What did you say? Your dog loves our presents?
Yes. She has a darling little teeny bear that she just loves.
Do you mind
I wonder what child you took it from. But
Juanita, do you mind if I tell you that you're sickening us all with these little stories? And if you just knock it off, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'm knocking it off.
Now, what to do is hold on, and Keith is going to talk to you a second. He'll take your name and address. And we'll send
it. Punish her and give the present to the loser.
That sounds very good to me. I'll take that one on. That's good. Congratulations.
It was an old.
Congratulations, everybody. Norm, I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Have
bye,
a nice trip.
Norm,
bye.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Did you get a letter? Did you get a card from Sophia?
Oh, so yes. I was that from you?
Yeah. But it's true what I wrote on there.
Oh, that was such a great picture of her.
Yeah.
But how could anybody take a bad picture of Sophia Loren?
Yes. I saw at the Oscars. She looked great.
Yeah.
I was at the Oscars myself. Unfortunately, I didn't bump into her.
Oh,
that's right. Cato wasn't there, so they had a spare seat.
Hey, Barbara, thank you very much for playing the game with
Norm.
Us. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and Herb, you're a gentleman and you're okay.
Well, thank you. I'm going to drop the rest of the accolades because I don't think they'd be fitting in a mixed audience.
Go ahead.
Okay. And Juanita, you're going to hang on. And
yes, I will.
And Ken, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you too, Keith.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you're going to get the full information from the lovely Juanita. Juanita. Anyway, the time is 3:51 Eastern Daylight Time now, 3:51. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody. We're all just as well. Normally, I go into a commercial here, which kind of breaks things up a little bit, but there don't seem to be any.
Please help support the show by checking out the links in the description box. Until next time, friends. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier and filled with one of the sounds of spring, then we found it for Al Viola. Peeper keychains, neat prizes, spring peepers, happy Eastern Daylight Time, having a contest to choose the best contest idea for a contest, Clampett, Jones, and Houston, the Tin Man, Obi-Wan Kenobi, booby prizes, lack of enthusiasm, automated radio colleagues, Eddie Murphy, Jack Benny, partying all the time, Doris von Keppelhoff, Norm's Book of Celebrity Birthdays and Stuff, MIT Fraternity Parties with Norm and Doris Day, Slide Projector Clicks, Slide Shows, Ugly Looking Fat Guys Who Cry a Lot, Pressure, Bringing the Show to a Screeching Halt, Norm's Aunt Jenny, Sickening Little Stories, Keith Shields, Ken Newman, and the Peeper Keyring King, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.